are to be men of God.
Men's hearts have to be woken up.
As a father, my job is to make sure my children get to heaven.
I think the timing is absolutely right. I think that we're on the verge of an incredible renewal within our church.
Welcome to the King's Men, building up men in the mold of leader, protector, and provider.
I felt a real thirst to want to know about God.
Iron sharpens iron, men sharpen other men.
A part of man's natural calling is to protect society, to uphold the common good, to make a difference.
And now, here is your host, the co-founder and president of the King's Men, Mark Houck.
Welcome once again to The King's Men, a program about authentic masculinity. I am Mark Houck, your host, with you second and fourth Friday of the month right here at Holy Spirit Radio. That's 1570 AM, Doylestown, Philadelphia area. Also 1420 in the Chester County, Coatesville area. And so we're blessed here today on this Friday, third week of Advent. It's amazing. We only have about 3 weeks of Advent this year with about 12 hours on Sunday to kind of enjoy the fourth week of Advent. So I don't think that's ever happened before, but I pray your Advent is going well. I have a guest today on the program. We have today joining us, and after the initial intro, we'll bring Adam Dickerson into the conversation. But Adam Dickerson is headmaster at Martin Saints Classical High School. And I was with Adam last night, and I asked him if he'd like to come on the radio program and talk about this amazing new school, which is in our archdiocese. And we've had other schools on here in the past, the Regina schools. I've been a part of their programming throughout the years. And I'll tell you, this is cut from the same piece of cloth, but a different twist here in the sense that how they have started. So we're going to talk about Martin Saints Classical High School. So you want to stay tuned to this program. If you'd like to call in, we often will put out numbers. But if you'd like to talk to Adam about Martin Saints Classical High School, you can certainly call into the radio program today and ask a question. If you'd like to learn more about this website, or excuse me, this school, you can go to the website. My brain is getting ahead of me there. MartinSaintsClassical.org. If you can't stay with us for the full hour, that's www.martinsaintsclassical.org, all spelled out. But before we bring Adam into the equation, let's start with some prayer. Let's coat this program with prayer. We call upon St. Augustine, our patron, to pray for us. But I thought we would begin with a meditation that was just really touched my heart from the Magnificat from Monday, December 18th. This was last week, if you have the Magnificat. It talked about the self-abandonment of St. Joseph, Mary, and the Holy Family. And this is a little meditation, so this will serve as our opening prayer. Listen to these words and reflect on this as you approach Christmas. And I know as consumers, as the materialism of the day, it can be very hard to abandon ourselves to the will of God and the providence of God when we have all these things that people are asking of us, all these things our children are asking of us, what they want and all that. Listen to these words. What was the Christmas like for Joseph, Mary, and Jesus after he was born? Think of every year celebrating his birth. What was that like? Listen to these words. The souls who are called by God to live in the state of perfect self-abandonment lead on earth a life like that of Jesus, the Blessed Virgin, and Saint Joseph. This life is entirely filled with the will of God. These souls fully submissive to the divine will as soon as it is manifested in precept or inspiration, are in, hear these words now, continual dependence on what we may call the will of pure providence. What a great way to live, especially this Christmas time. And as we talk about this wonderful school, they're dependent upon the pure providence of God, and they have been. It'll be really interesting to learn a little bit more about the story of Martin Saints Classical High School. But here, let those on a little further. Listen to these words. I hope it inspires you. It follows from this that their life, Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, though most extraordinary in its perfection, shows nothing exteriorly except what is quite ordinary and common. They fulfill the duties of religion and of their state. Others apparently do the same. Examine them in other matters. There is nothing striking or peculiar. Only ordinary things happen to them. What distinguishes them is not perceptible to the senses. It is the dependence on the supreme will in which they live, and which seems to arrange everything for them. Is that not a great way to live? This will keeps them always masters of themselves through the habitual submission of their hearts. Thus, the souls of whom we speak are, by their state, solitary and free, disengaged from everything in order to content themselves in peacefully loving the God who possesses them and faithfully fulfilling the duty of the moment according as his will is signified to them, without permitting any reflection on themselves or any scrutiny of consequences, causes, or reasons. It must suffice them to walk simply in pure duty, as if there were nothing in the world but God and the particular duty of the moment. That is from Father Jean-Pierre de Caussade. What an amazing writer he was. He didn't get credit for much of what he wrote until he was dead, because he kept it mostly for his own people and the people he was directing. But anyhow, Caussade's words are powerful, and I thought very helpful to us as we try to enter into this remaining days of Advent, to really just surrender a lot of the materialism, surrender a lot of the expectations that people have for us, and just live in the moment. Live in the moment according to the will of God, submitting yourself and your heart to what he wants for you. Maybe he doesn't want your children to have everything that they desire. Maybe he doesn't want you to have everything that you want necessarily this Christmas. Maybe he wants you to live more simply. I thought of this in an ordinary and common way, and thus becoming most like and humbling ourselves, become most like the Holy Family. So anyhow, that was that's our prayer. That's our meditation this morning. We'll go a little bit more before we bring Adam in here, just simply to say that the King's Men are so blessed by the year that it's been. This will be our 13th year on Holy Spirit Radio coming up. So we're just so blessed to still be a part of Holy Spirit Radio and the programming here every second and fourth Friday. We give thanks to Dale and Jane Meyer and Frank Eliason and all the staff here that always allow us to come in here. I arrive like 2 minutes before the show program starts, and they just pop me on the air. They're just great about it. And then if I forget, if I'm out of town and they call me up and say, "Hey, you coming in today?" and I'm here, I find myself in Nebraska or something, I say, "Oh, I totally forgot to call you." You know, they're just so wonderful to me. So, but happy to be back here nonetheless. I invite you to consider supporting Holy Spirit Radio at the end of the year here, holyspiritradio.org. Again, that's listener funded. So they welcome your donations and your support of this station. And obviously, it brings us 24 hours of Catholic radio. So, and once again, the King's Men are grateful to all our supporters. And today, as I said, we're going to be talking up to Adam Dickerson about Martin Saints Classical High School. So I've been bridging this to Adam's entrance and here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
It's good to have you. It's good to be on the air with you. Thank you for saying yes. I ran into Adam last night. I've known Adam for a number of years. Adam, tell us a little bit about yourself. You used to work for the Archdiocese. Before we dive into Martin Saints, tell our audience who you are, where you come from, and where you find yourself now.
So, Adam Dickerson, come from St. David Parish in Willow Grove. And I did teach at Archbishop Ryan High School for about 9 years before then going to the tribunal for the Archdiocese. It was just a matter, I love teaching, but growing family, I now have 7 children.
Praise God.
And all that take-home work that a teacher has was getting a little much with the growing family. So the tribunal job was a good switch and a very valuable experience. And then still had that teaching bug, though, so back to high school.
God called you back in. So last night we were talking, I went to Catholic U for undergrad, and you said you got your canon law degree at Catholic U. Is that correct, in D.C.?
Correct. Once I started working in the tribunal,
they sent you back.
They sent me to the canon law degree.
So for 5 years you worked in the Archdiocese in the tribunal. Now, we talked briefly last night about that, and that's a very interesting call. Of course, you're helping people through a painful process, a healing process in a lot of ways, of failed marriages, right? And what that all means, what the church has to say about it. Can you give a little insight into that, what that was like for you?
Sure. So it was 10 years in the tribunal.
Oh, is it 10 years?
Yes.
Oh,
time flies.
I was, I think, 5 years.
Time flies there. But just a very interesting experience, just getting to learn more about the human person, human relationship, and, you know, the difficulties and struggles that come along with that, of course.
Yeah.
You know, it was kind of interesting going from high school to there and seeing some patterns of behavior in some high school students, and then seeing some patterns of behavior in normal cases. Well, there's a real connection between all.
Sure,
of
sure.
And, But it was a great insight into human relationship, and we were talking last night about the number of annulments that are given.
Sure,
and how
sure.
A lot. And you know, you mentioned in your opener, I mean, there's the society in which we live. There is really, it's no accident that there are such a high number of annulments given the culture in which we're
right.
living.
Right, me first culture and fast food, fast. I want everything fast. I want it now. I want to get married now. I want to prep well. I don't. You know. So before we transition over to the high school, real quick, if there's anybody in the audience who is dealing with a difficult marriage, or maybe they've been abandoned or something, or a spouse left, or they're going through a painful divorce, maybe you can give some thoughts as to how the tribunal. Could be a source of help to them, you know, if they find themselves, I didn't want this divorce, my wife divorced, she left, or he left, and now I find myself divorced. What am I supposed to do? Maybe you can give a little bit of where they should go or how they could begin that process, even seeing if the church is there to bridge to a new life for them or something.
Yeah, so they're always welcome to contact the tribunal and begin such a conversation. We find in the tribunal that... I don't want to speak for the tribunal, but so I found in my experience that you know, many people who are, they can't understand how the church would even declare their marriage null, because you know we believe, you know, on our wedding day, etc. Oftentimes the annulment process becomes a healing process because it helps them to see really without blinders, you know, what was the reality of the situation, the truth of it, and that can be difficult to hear, but it also can be very freeing.
Very freeing. So in that journey, if you are out there and you're looking for some hope this season, maybe God wants to speak into your heart right now. How do they contact the tribunal? How would they get in touch with them?
The easiest way is to go to the Archdiocesan website, archphila.org. And then there's a link for the tribunal on that.
Very good. All right, so we'll bridge away. It was a nice segue there from the opening meditation about the Holy Family to a marriage. Now let's talk about what God called you out of. Martin Saints Classical High School. It's in its infancy. It just started this year. Tell us about the genesis behind this school.
Sure. And there's actually very much a connection between the work in the tribunal and the starting of the school, as I mentioned. My work in the tribunal led me and my wife to get into marriage preparation classes. You know, hey, people hear things earlier before they go to the altar. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe this will help for stronger marriages. And then, you know, getting involved in that said, well, maybe people hear things even earlier when they're in high school, you know. So that led back again to the whole movement towards high school. But in a larger picture... And that's kind of me personally. Larger picture, my wife was having a Tuesday morning coffees with some families from Regina Chaley, where my children go. And our oldest is in seventh grade. These other families, their children getting older too. What are we going to do for high school? Because Regina Chaley is a classical school that goes to eighth grade. Very, very good school. But what about high school? So somehow, in jest or something, the family said, well, Sarah, my wife, you know, why don't you and Adam start a high school? And... Again, with these other things going on in the background of marriage preparation and all, I thought, well, that's not a bad idea. And so before long, we had a team assembled. And, you know, 2 years later, that was in 2015, September 2015, 2 years later, we have the school. Obviously, a lot went on between then and now. But again, just a great team of people. Dr. Chris Van Hees, who was one of the dads around that table, very gifted in his knowledge of the classical education, attention to detail. He's helped us get off the ground with the curriculum and the website and that kind of thing. He has a computer background,
sure.
You know, which is always nice to know that you know, classical education isn't opposed to our technology
of course.
Age. You know,
right.
Here's somebody with his degree and his life work in computers and. Very much in favor of this classical education.
Sure, sure. Faith and reason.
Exactly. and then also Deacon Chris Roberts and his family also came on board. He was just ordained a deacon this past year. He was very much involved in the World Meeting of Family, the writing of the catechism for the World Meeting of Family, and also just a tremendous blessing to our moving forward, him and his family.
Great. About 5 minutes to go before we go to our first break. But before we do that, I want to remind you, you're listening to the Kingsmen radio program here live today on the final Friday of Advent. That's right. We're going to have the fourth Sunday of Advent. And then in the evening, we're going to celebrate the vigil of Christmas. So we have a real short Advent this year. But here we are live today at the studio on December 22nd. My guest, Adam Dickerson, headmaster of the brand new Classical High School, Martin Saints. We're going to get into the name just in a minute about this school that started. It is emerging here locally. It's based out of Orland, PA, at Holy Martyrs Parish. The old Holy Martyrs Elementary School is now having school again. School is in session. Father Jason Kozinski is there, a wonderful pastor, priest, friend of the Kingsmen. And that's where we find ourselves. So about 4 minutes to go, tell me about Martin Saints, the name. How did you guys come up with that name?
So I was familiar with the Saints Louis and Zélie Martin from when I taught it at Archbishop Ryan, teaching a vocation course on marriage. And, you know, they were in a book of married and blessed saints, you know. Mm-hmm. And as we were thinking about the school and what we want to be about, thought, well, who better to have as our patrons than a married couple? And interestingly, so we started thinking about this in September. It was that October that they were canonized as a couple. And so, you know, some people say, oh, the name Martin Saints, it's kind of awkward. Is it all the saints who are named Martin, or what is it? But the idea is it's the Martin Saints, the Martin family. Mm. You know, education is a family affair. And I basically put your own name in there, the Hauck Saints, right? The Dickerson Saints, the Robert Saints. That's what we want to be about.
I love it. I love that. Yeah, I mean, when I first saw it, I was thinking St. Martin de Porres. I didn't make the connection with Therese and her family and Zélie and Louis. I used to teach French, so I my daughter's named Therese, and she's got the accent marks and everything in her name, you know.
And so I'm glad I'm saying Martin and Martin, not just Martin.
That's right. Martin. It would be the correct pronunciation. And a lot of people get that wrong. I mean, we actually bring the American language, English into it, and we don't even put the H in. It's Therese with a T and E. I said, that's not right. That's how Teresa of Calcutta's name was, right? So, anyhow, nonetheless, here we are talking about this wonderful school. I want to make it announced that there is going to be an open house Thursday, February 1st, correct? And people can come out to the school. In case people can't join us, I want to put that information out. Tell us about that open house.
So, yes, so 7 o'clock will be an open house. We meet and just talk a little bit about the school. We show, you know, we're small, so we have two classrooms right now, but you can see, you know, where it is that we have class and how they're set up to foster this classical education. And it's about an hour from 7 to 8 o'clock.
Great. So I just want to put that out in case you can't stay with us. We'll be diving more deeply into the classical curriculum and this particular school and the charism that it has when we come back after our first break. Again, that website, in case you can't stay with us the whole hour, and this show will be archived. It will re-air tomorrow at 2 p.m. Is that right, Frank? 2 p.m. tomorrow, if you missed it or you couldn't stay and you're like, I wanted to hear more about that. 2 p.m. tomorrow, we'll be airing at 1570, 1420 on your dial. And then it'll be archived at holyspiritradio.org. And you can hear this program. But once again, those dates, in case you can't stick with us. Thursday, February 1st, will be an open house at a Holy Martyrs Parish School. That's where Martin Saints Classical High School is warehoused right now in Orland. And you can come out for an hour, as Adam said, and learn about this joyfully Catholic classical education. And we will encourage you to stay with us today and learn more. But if you can't, we're gonna give that information out once again. February 1st. Thursday, 7 p.m., the website, martinsaintsclassical.org. All right, with about a minute to go, I want to whet your appetite for where we're going to go. We're going to talk about the curriculum overview. We're going to talk about what these students, and there's a great biblical number that this school started with this year. We'll get into that after the break. But we have a freshman, sophomore year, junior year, senior. I got the whole curriculum right in front of me. This looks amazing, Adam. Pre-Socrates, Plato, Aristotle. I didn't get into this stuff until I was in undergrad in college. Theology of the body? Whoa. This is tremendous. We're going to talk about this curriculum, and we're going to talk about the students that are there now and the parents and the experience that it's been. They just completed their first semester. Or I don't know if they're a trimester or whatever, but they just completed the first fall of this exciting new school. So again, it's martinsaintsclassical.org website. Today's my guest is Adam Dickerson, headmaster. Stay tuned.
So Support for Holy Spirit Radio is provided in part by Holly Hill Health Foods, a family-owned business for over 25 years, located at 1200 Welsh Road, North Wales, PA. They offer a large selection of vitamins, minerals, herbs, formulas, and three nutritionists to serve you. Call them at 215-361-7770 or visit their website at www.hollyhillhealth.com.
My name is Frank Elias. I'm the Director of Operations for Holy Spirit Radio. Thank you for 18 years. We are blessed to serve you. As a listener-supported radio station, our success has always been based on the prayers, financial support of our listeners, but also the ideas and suggestions that they have for us. We're always looking to improve the listening experience. Please feel free to email me at frank@holyspiritradio.org. Thank you again for your continued support, and God bless you and your family. Do you want to have your business get noticed? Do you want to support and evangelize your faith? Underwriting Holy Spirit Radio is a great way to accomplish each of these. Holy Spirit Radio is a listener-supported nonprofit foundation. Join with other faith-filled businesses like yours. Business sponsorships start as low as $300 per month. Learn more at holyspiritradio.org. Call us at 215-345-1570 or email frank@holyspiritradio.org.
All right, we are back. Holy Spirit Radio today. Mark Halk, your host, live with Adam Dickerson, headmaster, Martin Saints Classical High School. Now, if you're listening today, and I know you're on break, Martin Saints Classical High School, you want to call in, talk today to your headmaster, give a plug for what this school has been for you and your child. We'd love to hear from you today. 215-345-1570. If you have a question and you're saying, I don't know, my son's in eighth grade, my daughter's in eighth grade, what are we going to do for high school? This might be a nice option for you. We're talking today about Martin Saints Classical High School, which is a brand new high school in the Archdiocese of Philadelphia. It's a private Catholic school that is now at Holy Martyrs in Orland. And Father Jason is there. Pastor, welcome them. And we're talking with the headmaster, Adam, about the curriculum. So you're designing this curriculum, Adam. You had 2 years to do it, essentially, right, to get launched for this year. And it looks amazing. Tell us how many families signed up for the school year this year.
So we started the year with 12 students, 12 families.
12 families.
Actually, no, I'm sorry. It's 12 students. We have a couple of set of twins and triplets in there. So, but 12 students. And actually, the curriculum itself, we did not design the curriculum from scratch. We had heard of Chesterton Academy in Edina, Minnesota. And one of the a mother very early on cautioned us, one of the biggest points of disagreement can be the curriculum. So we were familiar with this Chesterton curriculum. They basically boxed it, and there's maybe 12 Chesterton schools throughout the country and one in Italy now. So so we ended up, this is the Chesterton curriculum that we're using as our base and then growing and adapting it as, you know, as we need to. But this is a model from them, and they've been a great source of support for us, you know. So we've never started a school before, but they have. They very similarly opened 10 years ago, 10 students, and now they're opening up a second campus, you know. So they provide a good sense of mentorship for us.
Right. I spoke at the Milwaukee Catholic Men's Conference probably in 2012, and the Chesterton guru, Bill Alquist, was there. He spoke. Great guy.
Yes.
And he was the kind of the influence for a lot of these schools. Maybe the it was his idea, I would imagine, right?
Or, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, a couple of people from the Chesterton Society.
As well, yeah, okay, started, well, I'm sure. So Dale's involved.
Yes.
And so I love the curriculum. So here's what we're going to do. We're gonna briefly review what these students, and these 12, I love that number, 12 students, are experiencing, and you can get a sense for the program that a child would have at Martin Saints Classical High School. Remember, the name Martin Saints comes from the Martin family, Therese Martin, Zelie, and Louis. So that's what it is. As Adam said, you know, we want to see ourselves as our family growing in sanctity and holiness and becoming a saint family like Therese Z's family. So, okay, so we have freshman year. I'm going to go through this real quick. We have Homer, Sophocles, and Virgil, all right, which are exactly what Augustine and Aquinas would read when they were it's the trivium. It's the classical crib and the classics. G.K. Chesterton's book, Orthodoxy, is freshman year's literature. Amazing.
Yes.
I never read Virgil, ever. And of course, not even Chesterton was offered to me. But go ahead.
I should say this overview, our curriculum overview, is on our website as well. So other people, if they're in front of the computer, can look at it as well. But yes, so being exposed to these you know, wonderful pieces of literature, right? One of the key differences of Chesterton compared to other high school curriculums is philosophy. So literature there, but then we get into philosophy too.
Excellent.
And obviously there's the overlap between all these different subjects, right, the integration. But getting into the philosophy is one of the essential differences that's characteristic of the Chesterton curriculum, and it goes throughout the 4 years. And that has just been
incredible.
You know,
incredible. I didn't have philosophy until I got to college. Again, this is a classical curriculum. If you're not familiar with it, this is how Aquinas was educated. This is how Augustine was educated. In the early civilization of Rome, I mean, these wonderful men who became doctors in the church were trained this way. So we're getting back to the basics. So we have literature, history. This is ancient world for the freshman year. Yeah, I'll just go through it real quick. Early civilization of Greece and Rome, history. Philosophy, pre-Socrates, intro to Plato and Aristotle. Reasoning and logic, rhetoric, amazing. One of the distinguishing things of a classical curriculum is this exposing these kids to declamations and rhetoric and being able to proclaim and have dialogue in a healthy way. Theology, we have Old Testament and the theology of the body for the freshmen. What an important time to introduce the theology of the body. Kind of late, right? at some point. But what an important time at 14 years of age to introduce the theology of the body. Was that something that Chesterton Academy does?
They do.
Okay.
They do. I think they do at the start of sophomore year. We put it at the start of freshman year. Basically, it came up really as a need. You know, what are our teenagers dealing with? What are the temptations and whatnot? And who better to have teach it than, again, Deacon Chris Roberts, who wrote the Love is Our Mission Catechism for the Well-Being of the Family.
Yeah, I met Deacon last night for the first time, and a great guy. We have Latin being taught, and of course, that's, you know, very common private Catholic schools in the area. I went to LaSalle High School. We had Latin, but very important to have Latin. We are the Latin Rite, and we've kind of lost some of that understanding. And math, we have algebra boot camp. I like that. Euclidean geometry. I don't even know if I'm saying that right. Analytical geometry. I got a C in geometry during my sophomore year at LaSalle, so not really my strong suit. I did well in algebra, but what is Euclidean geometry?
But going back to Euclid, so not just a geometry textbook on you know, how to do the different proofs,
sure,
or whatnot.
Sure.
But let's read some Euclid as well.
Yeah, sure. Wow. Just even understanding why this exists. Astronomy and geology. I never took a geology course, astronomy course, never science. Here we have perfect time with astronomy to talk about the wise men and all the that we're dealing with now in Advent. Music class, music appreciation, ancient art, calligraphy, drawing. I love it. There's no drama class for the freshmen, but this is just a freshman year curriculum that I just read to you, and I love it. Let's
and if I can just
please.
Jump in and say, you know, just the way it's kind of morphed even just since September, right?
Yeah,
the music
sure.
class, there's a, we have an excellent Mr. Sean Wood, excellent music teacher, and you know, this curriculum sounds kind of serious, right?
It's deep,
but there's also some levity. I had to sit in on the music class the other day. I popped in because I hear them singing. You know, one of the popular Christmas tunes on the radio. You know, but singing it so well and so beautifully. You know, yeah. So just the way it does kind of
build.
It has built. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. Well, it says in your ad here. So a rigorous classical Catholic education, a rigorous classical Catholic education at an affordable price. Each year builds on the previous. So we're talking about the freshman year. So every year is going to build. So we have a pre-Socratic thought that, of course, we're going to move into Plato and Aristotle and that. But so we each year is building off the other.
So it's kind of a timeline, right? Starting from the beginning and going through. In addition to the trivium, which you mentioned, right, the grammar,
sure.
logic, and rhetoric, this gets to also the quadrivium, which is includes the sciences, right? So astronomy and arithmetic and music and geometry, and the real integration between all those different subjects is what's
wow.
characteristic of classical education.
Yes.
And you use the word rigorous there, right? So in our literature, rigorous education, not rigorous in the sense of difficult for the sake of being difficult, but the depth, rigor,
sure.
You know, the depth of in which we go into each of the different subjects and you know, time periods and whatnot.
Of course. I mean, when we're talking about Dante, Chaucer, I mean, some of the stuff I did read in high school, but, you know, it's amazing. Dostoevsky, never read anything. So let's dive into sophomore. I want to give, another sense of integration. So we're beginning in literature. So they move from the Homer, again, Homer, Virgil, Augustine read that. What do you read in your sophomore? You read Augustine, right? So where's this thought coming from? From Homer, from Virgil. Of course, these things is how he was formed in the great rhetorician that he was, orator of his day. Chaucer, Shakespeare, of course, got to have Shakespeare. Ballad of White Horse, that's Chesterton again. So Chesterton, again, this is the track that this wonderful school, Martin Saints Classical High School, is borrowing from an existing curriculum that is a proven model. And how many schools for Chesterton now?
I believe there's about 12, including one in Italy.
Right, so it works, and if this is intriguing you at all, if you're excited about this, it sounds different. It is. It is different. St. Francis, is that Assisi that we're – okay, I didn't know if it was DeSales. Okay, so that's the literature for the sophomore year. Again, if you can't stay with us, we're talking today with Adam Dickerson, the headmaster of this brand-new school, Martin Saints Classical High School, and I'm just reviewing the humanities portion of this curriculum right now. If you'd like to call in and learn more, feel free to do so, 215-345-1570. Ask Adam a question. If you're a parent of these 12 students that are at the school right now and you'd like to give commentary or a word of praise or a word of whatever, we'd love to hear from you today. In history, you go into early church history. Early church history. Why is that important?
Because it's going to be laying the foundation for where we are today, right? Sometimes
sure.
We live in a society that very much is, you know, there's a disconnect with the church. The church is outdated or whatnot.
Right.
But the foundation that is laid in the early days of the church, the principles are still apply, right?
Yeah.
And we can apply them to our modern world in which we live.
Absolutely. So then you see how, again, throughout that sophomore year, the students will be going into the early medieval, Thomas Aquinas, but the Crusades and the chivalric period no doubt would come up, which emerged out of the Catholic Church. And so you started with this early civilization, Hebraic thought, Greek thought, primarily Roman thought, and you're moving in your sophomore year, your second year in high school, kind of with the church, with the heart of the church. I love it. So philosophy, you're going to get into Plato and Aristotle. Amazing. That's just incredible. New Testament, is this Deacon Roberts teaching the philosophy as well?
No, we have another excellent teacher, if I do say so.
Yeah, please tell
Ms. Jocelyn Paul.
Yeah.
Who is a young teacher who has experience in another classical Christian school in Jackson Hole, so she came here from there. And just she as a college student went to Eastern University, Templeton Honors College at Eastern, and again, just a phenomenal philosophy teacher.
You were telling me last night she's 24 years of age, and she's like mentoring a lot of people. I'm like, I said she's 24 years of age. I had to double take. I'm like, she's mentoring.
Yes, she is a great asset, great gifts to our faculty, and just helping the faculty. We have an excellent faculty, 3 PhDs, and you know, we joke that we could open a small, you know, college, liberal arts college, but an excellent faculty, and they do a great job at bringing their passion for their subject and their knowledge of their subject to ninth graders, to 14, 15 year olds, right? And then Jocelyn Paul is excellent at helping to continue to form all of us in the classic.
Wow. If Jocelyn, if you're listening, you better call in and don't be afraid. It's just Catholic Late Radio. 215-345-1570. We'd love to hear from you. So then theology goes into the New Testament. So remember, in their freshman year, the students are getting Old Testament and the theology of the body. Of course, naturally, we're moving into the fulfillment of the Old Covenant. New Testament, love it all year. And then they introduce debate in the sophomore year. Tell us about the debate. Do you have any kids in the sophomore track right now?
We do not. So we opened in the fall and have ninth graders building year by year.
Okay.
So we're currently accepting applications for both ninth and tenth.
So they're all ninth graders right now.
Correct. They're all
How
ninth
exciting.
Graders. Yes.
And so they're going to go through the whole program.
Yes. And they're very excited. They don't have the upperclassmen to bully them or anything that, right? So they can be the leaders of good Christian men and women, right?
I could see this school doubling. You're going to have 72 by the time they're seniors.
So we have seven students lined up for next year so far.
In addition.
Right, for next year's freshman class.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited to continue to grow. We want to stay, you know, intentionally small at full size, dream size. We're only looking at about 160, maybe two classes of 20 students each.
But what a great, exciting time to get in on the ground floor. I hate to even use that secular term, but it's just exciting to see this play out. I'm excited just knowing that this is available. My kids are homeschooled. It's a great option for homeschool families. I'm going to put that out to the JMJ group. And that's at that right down here in Doylestown. If you're a homeschool family, but don't think you're ready to tackle the high school curriculum, this might be a tremendous invitation for you to consider.
And you mentioned the JMJ co-op, for example. Good location also, right? Right down 309. Only took me 30 minutes to get here.
That's from
Holy Martyrs.
And the train goes right to Orland.
Right, the Doylestown line, right to Orland.
Right to Orland.
And we're within walking distance. We have one student who does that.
That's always a challenge. This time is flying by. That's always a challenge when you deal with, you know, a school like this. You know, there's going to be no busing typically because, you know, sometimes there is. But sometimes if you're in like up where I am in Upper Bucks, you know, it might be hard to get down there. But in Doylestown, as you said, there's a train line. Interesting. So second, we won't go too much further because there's only the freshmen there now. But they're going to get into Algebra 2 and Trigonometry, which is very typical in math. Biology sophomore year, choir, again, music theory and appreciation. Again, now we get into art. So we move from the calligraphy and the art and the drawing to late Roman, early European, Byzantine pastels. I love that. I've never heard of that before. And then the drama. Is this something everyone will participate in?
So this is our goal, right? This is the plan, that everybody would do that. Again, that's key to, that's part of Chesterton Track, Chesterton curriculum, where they have everybody, you know, writing a play each year. If I can just say something about the art very quickly. Again, another one of our doctors, our PhDs, right, who is our art teacher this year, and the passion for early, the ancient art, right?
Sacred art, not even sacred art, but
ancient art, right? So she's somebody who has her doctorate, and she's an archaeologist. So in the summertime, she goes to Greece or whatever, does archaeological digs. She discovered some
jewelry box
that had a jewel on it that showed, there was a connection between here, you know, in the Middle East trade and that kind of a thing. So that's...
I love
that. That's who we have as our art teacher.
Wow. It's great. It's great to weave all that in. So please continue to do that. So we have a full-length play that these sophomore students will do. It's a comedy. How about that? Good, healthy entertainment, no doubt, with nothing R-rated. I know it. Okay, we got about 3 minutes left, and today we're talking with Adam Dickerson, headmaster, the new headmaster at Martin Saints Classical High School, brand new high school. You say, what is that? Never heard of it. Well, it's brand new. If you want to learn more, go to martinsaintsclassical.org. That's all spelled out, Martin Saints. And again, that comes from the Martin family, which is, of course, the Little Flowers family, St. Therese, and Saints Louis and Zelly. And we have Venerable Leonie, I think. I don't know if she's blessed yet. Is she blessed, Leonie, her sister? I think she's venerable. But anyhow, the family is a holy family, right? The five sisters, they all went to the cloister. And that's not what we're striving here. It's nice to introduce the concept of that. And I'm not saying all these kids are going to become nuns or brothers or priests, but I tell you, when you're introducing, like the Martin family did, that the fabric of their Catholic faith was just interwoven from day one into these nine children and the four that didn't live a long life, you see the fruit of that. You see the holiness that emerged. And that's, I think, why these schools exist. Because we're trying to protect that, which is a treasure that's been given to us, right, Adam?
Precisely, with the children before us, right? How Saint Therese was a little troublemaker when she was little, you know, so like not looking to send everybody to the convent or to the monastery, or whatnot, but to really help the children before us to be fully human, fully alive. Our motto, living out their relationship with Jesus.
Fully human, fully alive, true, good, and beautiful. All the truths of the Catholic faith. We're talking about Martin Saints Classical High School. We're up against our second hard break here. When we come back, if you'd like to call in, families, parents, you're probably running around today, aren't you, when you're on your off day? Running around, getting all prepped for the big celebration of the true light of the world, the true gift. This was the reason for the season is Christ Jesus, right? That's why we light our candles, our Advent candles. The light of the world is coming once again, rebirth in our hearts, in our lives. Christmas Day and Monday, right? 3 days away. So you're probably running all around. If you want to call in, though, talk to Adam, 215-345-1570. We'll talk about Martin Saints Classical High School. We'll be right back.
A quote from St. Jane Frances de Chantal. When shall it be that we shall taste the sweetness of the divine will in all that happens to us, considering in everything only his good pleasure, by whom it is certain that adversity is sent with as much love as prosperity, and as much for our good? When shall we cast ourselves unreservedly into the arms of our most loving Father in heaven, leaving to him the care of ourselves and of our affairs, and reserving only the desire of pleasing him and of serving him well in all that we can?
If you ever need home care or companionship service, call Angel Army at 215-805-8433. Angel Army provides compassionate and loving care to those who want independence and the comfort of their home. Angel Army serves Bucks County, Montgomery County, and the Philadelphia area, and can be reached at 215-805-8433.
Welcome back. Mark Hauck today with Adam Dickerson, headmaster of Martin Saints Classical High School, brand new high school. Do we need another high school?
Yes, we do.
You know why? Because this is unique, and it's something that is protecting and designed to protect, I should say, because it's only brand new, the great deposit, the sacred deposit that we've been given as Catholics. A Catholic school, private in nature, but borrowing from an existing model that is working all around the country and the world now, the Chesterton Academies, the Martin Saints Classical High School. We're talking with Adam Dickerson about the curriculum. I'm not going to go through much more because I want to talk about the open house that's going to be February 1st at 7 p.m., but also want to talk about what Adam mentioned on the break, Crafted Fridays. What's Crafted Fridays?
So that's another essential part of our curriculum. We started off our year, and we intend to start off each year with a canoe trip. So Tuesday after Labor Day, school begins, right? So from Tuesday to Friday after Labor Day, we were away on a canoe trip in up above Harrisburg at a state park there to experience the outdoors, right? We don't just want to be about book knowledge in a classroom. We want to get out and engage the world. And so the starting point was this canoe trip, and then from there, we have what are called Crafted Fridays throughout the year. So there's three areas that we really want to engage the youth in, and that's the great outdoors. Mm-hmm. So, you know, another Crafted Friday trip, for example, was an obstacle course, a ropes course by Outward Bound in the Wissahickon. We had another Crafted Friday where there's a professional forager, and he took the mm-hmm. students through Pennypack Park, and they picked some things, and then they cooked them up and ate them, you know. So the great outdoors, as well as, of course, the arts. So going to the ballet and you know, that sort of museum tour coming up. And then also works of mercy. So a few weeks ago, the Crafted Friday was going to a mother's home and doing the chores around there so the mothers could have, you know, a little bit of
This is once a month.
So it's roughly every other week. It's pretty often. Probably 12 total throughout the year when you put in the Christmas breaks
right.
and all that kind of thing.
So. Now, the Regina Academies are great. Again, slight to them. They're doing great work as well. So this is a compliment to the Regina Academies. I know they have Mass every Friday. Do you guys have Mass at Martin Saints?
So, again, another pillar of the Chesterton curriculum, Chesterton model, is daily Mass. So we do have daily Mass. The parish Mass is at 8:30.
Perfect.
So we start our day at 8:15 with homeroom. Take attendance, that kind of a thing, and then we go down and join the
all
parish.
All the students go to daily Mass.
Yes.
Praise
and
God.
They they serve the Mass, and once a week they also are the lector at the Mass.
That's it. That's tremendous. What a gift. What a gift. I mean, you cannot be fed better in your Catholic formation than Mass daily. How about it? All right, so my guest today, again, Adam Dickerson. I want to talk about a couple of things at the school. Obviously, it's a startup school. There's great needs there. The faculty is budding, and hopefully we'll have more faculty, and there'll be more students, and there'll be need for all these things. Tell us a little bit about the funding and how this all came about and where you presently have a great gift option for people to get involved in.
So one of our, another pillar is affordable tuition. We are, on par, if not a little below the Archdiocesan high schools, right? And that's by a matter of principle. We want to make sure that families of any size have an opportunity for a good classical education like this. And, we want to recruit the most outstanding faculty, that we can. So of course there's some the difference between the affordable tuition and the outstanding faculty, right? So we have, we rely on generosity of donors, and we just came across something very recently that I'm happy to share, if you don't mind.
Please.
We have an anonymous donor who donated $50,000 to us.
Praise God.
And it very, very much a blessing for that. It inspired another donor to say, okay, I also am willing to donate $50,000 by way of matching gifts, so matching dollar for dollar. And this was literally a week or so ago this came about, so that this initial $50,000 could grow into $150,000 if we're able to raise $50,000 by the end of December. So it's a short time frame.
Okay. But, nine days.
Yes.
Okay. It's possible, and all things are possible with God. So exactly. This just came through last week, and I know the Catholic Exchange group is always super awesome to Holy Spirit Radio, and they do a lot of matching gifts. So if you like what you're hearing today and you're a business owner, you want to get involved or whatever, how would they get involved as far as donating? Go to the website, or is there other ways to do that?
So the easiest way to communicate through radio is, yes, go to our website. There's a donate button on the website there.
Okay.
Of course, we'd always be happy to know our contact information is on the website.
Sure.
And they can always give a call.
Sure.
Emails, information's there too.
Sure. So martinsaintsclassical.org. Again, you spell Martin out just like it sounds, martinsaintsclassical.org. So, and all the information's there. Now, you guys are on Christmas break. When did you guys close your fall?
Tuesday work? Was the, we had class on Tuesday. So okay. Wednesday was the first day of Christmas break.
So everyone's on break. Everyone's getting through. And you said to me last night, we made it to Christmas. was there any fear that you wouldn't?
No, that was more of an exciting, we made it to Christmas, not fear that we wouldn't. But, wow, the time has flown. Every Friday I write a little letter home to the families, and every Friday I find myself wanting to start off the same way. Wow, what a blessing. How humbling, things are moving along nicely. I'm exhausted every Friday, but it's the best exhaustion that I've ever experienced.
Right,
My wife has this phrase, and from the beginning, blessed or block it. If God wants it, He'll bless it, and if He doesn't want it, He'll block it. And really, it's been nothing but blessings for the last 2 years. Mm. Ups and downs. Obviously, nothing's easy, but really, at the end of the day. What a blessing.
Right. Now, your kids are at Regina Chaley. You have seven children, you mentioned. Is there anyone near the high school age?
Well, our oldest is in this freshman class.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, thus, we need to get this started this year.
Right.
It was actually helpful to have this deadline, so the oldest is part of this freshman class. And the rest are at Regina Chaley.
So your oldest is a boy, a girl?
A girl.
Okay, and how is she enjoying? What's her name? How's she enjoying it?
Faith is enjoying it. She like any high school, not only her, but just really the experience of all the students, there is adjustment. There's adjustment to high school, adjustment from, just teenage years and whatnot. So, overall, she's very excited and to be there.
Now, let me ask a question, because I'm sure parents have this question. I would have this question. As the school grows, I'm sure there's going to be an introduction of athletic kind of activities for these kids. Have you given any thought to that? With 12 kids, it's kind of hard to man any type of organized sport. But the element of sports with their spirituality and formation, would you speak to that?
So I was just at a Regina Chaley Christmas concert the other night, and a fourth grader came up to me and said, Mr. Dickerson, do you have sports there at your school, Well, first off, I'm happy a fourth grader is thinking about our school, But I said to him, I said, what sport do you want? And he said, football. I said, okay, so get 12 guys to come in and you know, to our
11.
School.
11.
11, there you go.
That's it.
to come to our school and we'll have a football team. And that's kind of, that really is our approach to it, that, you know, we are open to starting whatever the interest is among the students
right.
there, you know.
Right.
Some students right now are interested in running, and so we have a running club going
right,
on
right.
in the
A little easier to get a cross-country or track program going than a football team. I know the needs. I played football all the way up to college. So you need a lot more than 11 on a team, I can tell you, just because kids get hurt, right?
Right.
So you need more. But nonetheless, so the thought is that you would introduce, as the need is there and the want, the demand is there,
right.
you would begin to incorporate something that makes sense for the students.
Right, most definitely, because like you say, I mean, it's all part of our human formation, you
right.
know, the competition, but also the physical, you know,
sure.
endurance.
Formation of the will. Right. Yep, very good. The spiritual and the physical, always complementing. So we got a few minutes left. So again, I want to say that on February 1st, I'm going to be there. Hopefully, I can get my wife and my oldest son. He's he'll be 9, so he's a few years away. But I'd like to learn more. I'd like to learn more about this school, and I invite you to learn more. Martin Saints Classical High School. Again, the website is martinsaintsclassical.org. And there's an open house at 7 p.m. at Holy Martyrs Church. That's right there in Orland, not far from here, Montgomery County. Come out. The kids, I imagine some of the students would be there.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And some of the
faculty.
Families also. So faculty, families, and you really, people are welcome to talk to all of them, right? And,
right.
And just to learn.
Right. Yeah, it's super. So now, as we talk about this funding, obviously there's hopefully a need to grow our faculty, to grow the faculty at Martin Saints, and so continued funding sources is going to be needed for the school. So I invite you, our listeners, to consider this end of year maybe. I just found out that the other day that the write-off's going to be different in 2018. So get your end-of-year funding in. But we have 9 days to get to make this matching grant that Adam mentioned. So they have a $50,000 someone donated, and someone out there inspired and said, I want to match that, but I want to challenge others to get involved. So this $50,000 could become $150,000. So please consider that. Martin Saints Classical .org if you'd like to learn more about donating. So that's super exciting. Go ahead.
And if I can just jump in there
yep.
to say, you know, there's people hear about this school and there's excitement about it and people can get involved in many ways, and just really to welcome people to be involved. You know, maybe they can't teach or volunteer at the school itself, but maybe the financial contributions, the way they're able to be
sure.
part of this mission
yeah.
of forming young minds, you know, to be truly free, as we started off with the reading there from Father, right?
Isn't that
to
amazing?
Be truly free.
Facade. So now, you guys did something for the community. It's nice that, and I was invited to this through the JMJ co-op that my kids are a part of. You had this Benedict option. Tell us a little bit about what you guys did on November 3rd, Friday, and how was the turnout? What was the experience like, and why did you do this?
We had the author Rod Dreyer was there to speak. He just had this book, The Benedict Option, that came out, and he had a particular chapter in his book on education and references, you know, the importance of classical education in there. And the just in a nutshell, The Benedict Option it's gotten some bad press as far as it's all about running to the hills,
yeah,
you know,
like a compound, get away from everybody. Yeah,
yeah, but that's not actually the approach, right? It's we might need to step back so that we can regroup to better engage.
Right.
And you know, it was a perfect really opening event for us to the community, because that's exactly what we want to do. We want to help to better form, partner with the families to better form the children so they can better engage the world in which they live, not
right.
run away from it, but engage it.
Yeah, my wife went to Franciscan University, and a lot of times you send your kids to Franciscan or Christendom, and it's like a cocoon-like experience, and they come back in the world, and some do well, and some are like, no, wow, this is not like what I had the past 4 years. So we want to equip them to engage the culture and to evangelize, right?
Exactly.
And so this Benedict option, so this is something you did for the community, too. It was not just for your families to feed. You invited others into it.
Oh, right, yes, and we had a good showing. We estimate there were about 300
wow.
people that came.
This is at Holy Martyrs.
Holy Martyrs. Yes.
Wow. And are you planning to do something like this in the spring? Is this a yearly a lecture series or something that you're going to try and offer?
We do want this to be the first of, you know, future speakers. And so we are looking at some other possibilities.
Yeah.
For
now, where did this gentleman, where did he come from? Where is he based?
So
He actually lived in Chestnut Hill for a little time there,
okay,
and was neighbors of Deacon Robert.
Oh, neat. Okay, so that's great that he's around here. I didn't know that. And he's got the image of the monastery.
Now he's living elsewhere.
He's not in the area anymore.
Right.
Okay, great. Well, we have a great opportunity today to talk about Martin Saints Classical High School, brand new high school that the Regina Academies, have been trying to do with Regina Luminous, but now that's out in Wayne now. Regina Luminous is in Wayne, and then now we have one a little bit closer to this area where we are talking to you today. So it's nice that these schools are popular. With 2 minutes to go, Adam, did I miss anything? Is there anything you'd like to talk about?
Just on that last point, so the classical education is emerging, right? And it's emerging strongly in this area. And there's different opportunities, right? There's Regina Luminous, like you mentioned. There's Regina Chesterton track at Cardinal O'Hara High School. And there's our high school. And we're all working together as far as
right.
We tell, right? Serving different communities, different areas geographically, also different needs, right? Some people may like the bigger Archdiocesan school, and that's great, right? For those who might want something that is smaller and what we offer, we just invite people to look at it and, participate in any way that they can, any way they want to,
I'm thinking of the Catholics Come Home. We invite you to take a look, right? Take another look. With 1 minute to go, let me give out the information again. A couple of things that we shared today with Adam Dickerson, headmaster at Martin Saints Classical High School. February 1st, Thursday at 7 p.m. is their next open house. I imagine you'll probably have more in the future, but this is the next one.
Yes.
So come and see. Learn more at Holy Martyrs on February 1st at 7 p.m. Also, the website, martinsaintsclassical.org. I've been giving that out a lot. Hopefully, you retained it. We were talking a little about the curriculum today. If you'd like to learn more about that curriculum and what your child could enter. If we have its transfer students, right? Kids that are in, you could have a kid next year transferring who didn't participate as a freshman. You guys are open to that, right?
Right, most definitely.
Right. So, and as the school evolves, of course, that's always an option. So, again, classical curriculum. Here we are, martinsaintsclassical.org. With 30 seconds to go, let me just thank my guest, Adam, for being here today and saying yes to the last-minute invitation.
Thank you for having me.
All right, and we wish you all, our listeners, our dear listeners, a very blessed and merry Christmas and a happy, healthy, holy new year. See you in January.
This show is produced with love by Holy Spirit Radio, inspired by the Holy Spirit, communicating hope.